Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Brenda.
Yes, Brenda.
Congratulations, Brenda.
I'm okay. Mike, I have the same thing that you have.
Well, maybe that's why you didn't notice. We didn't ask how you were.
Of course you do.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, Brenda.
Brenda.
I take Ativan 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And see how good it's working for her, Mike?
Yeah, and this is precisely the reason this might be the reason I didn't take it before the show today.
What?
Because I really didn't want to have it, because if we were doing
well,
it's
a good thing you didn't. I mean, every time I saw you or talked to you over the weekend, you'd be like, I'm not. I only took it an hour ago, and you
it
were
takes
just
a while to get used to.
Mike was so high over the weekend on this stuff.
Ativan and pie for little Brenda. Yes, sir.
But when they send you to the psychologist or whatever, what the first thing they're going to do is they want to put you in this group, and then they want to bring on the panic attack to show you how to cope with it. And I wasn't.
Mike, you don't have to believe everything everybody calling says.
Or anything.
Well, young Brenda, let me just tell you this. First of all, I will not be in a group. That will not be
happening. That's what I told them. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, that's what I will say and mean it.
Now she's up to 4 a day.
Have you ever been hospitalized, Brenda?
Yes, because the first time it happened, they thought I had a stroke, and I was in the hospital for 7 days.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Brenda. Say hi to Rhonda and Rhoda. Bye.
Bye
now.
That was a very uplifting call.
You know
that goodwill that I told you about during the commercial
break?
What
do you expect?
It's erased.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, okay.
I had the same thing, too, and I'll keep it short and brief. Mike, it's hard to deal with, but the first thing I'm going to tell you is probably to quit drinking, because I was a pretty heavy drinker, too.
Yep.
But with, if you really apply yourself, you can drink through it. And come out on the other side.
There you go.
But it takes medication. Is that the type of positive call you're looking for?
It's a good call right here. Yeah. It's a real good call.
Not a naysayer.
I had a mimosa over the weekend.
Don and Mike show. Of course you did.
Right with that event.
Of course you did. Why not?
Exact same thing happened to me. Complete with going to the hospital. It was about 10 years ago. And I ran out of medication, thought, it's a one-time thing, and I ended up back in the emergency room with the same thing. So you definitely want to make sure that you have medication. Even if you're not taking it, it'll make you feel good that you have it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad call.
Insurance.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Aren't we a society of pussies?
Mm-hmm.
Take a pill.
Where's my pill? Speaking of, where's mine? Oh, that's right. I don't even bring them to work anymore. That's how strong I am.
Look at you go.
Good for you.
I don't bring my little Xanax to work.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mighty Mouse.
Hello.
Mighty Mouse.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Mike, don't worry. Don't believe that group thing. That's nonsense.
Well, I think Brenda perhaps had...
I have a splendid psychiatrist who's given me my own magical pills for my own little anxiety disorder, and he's never said one word to me about any group thing.
Well, I went to a group one.
You ever do a group, Don?
Yeah, it was... they had to sit in a circle.
I said to some guy,
what a jerk you are. And I realized I was in the wrong group.
Wrong
circle. As it turns out, I was in the right group. But
was that the one you told me about where it was all men and then the doctor sat in the middle of the circle and told you all to thread the needle?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that could. I don't see how this is going to help me with my anxiety.
Help!
And then they let me sign a release to be in the film.
Right. You didn't even know you were being filmed until after the fact.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
And the doctor said that's so you would behave naturally.
Hello.
Baby.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, just a quick comment about the Ativan.
Yeah, go ahead.
What can we do for you? Well, we used to have a little nickname for it on the street.
Yes.
Two, three.
We call it Ativan.
Out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet they had a nickname for you on the street. Was it Pump?
Not quite.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks, though.
You're close.
Something nicer.
Bye!
Eat two.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Eat two, Brute.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
You talking to me?
Negative.
Not anymore.
It's negative. Hello, Don and Mike show. Turn it down. Turn phone down. Down. Good boy.
He turned it down and put it down.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, pick up, please.
Come on now. No speakerphone, please.
So impersonal.
Okay.
Come over. Were you on the other side of the room?
I liked him better at a distance.
Don and Mike. Don and Mike.
See?
Say we're wasted?
I don't know. All I know is he's singing some song about us.
I think he played all the instruments himself.
I think he's milking his instrument.
He is. Much like when you went to group.
That's it. He's gone.
Okay, gentlemen, glad to have you all here. Please pull your stools closer together.
Oh, much like I did with Gary Shandling. Mm-hmm. Oh, when he finally called. Christ, I crawled up in there. I mean, I was.
Did he appreciate it or was he put off by it?
I think so.
He did.
I was right up there where food comes out. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. I mean, I was neck deep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Golden Boy, walk it off, Dink.
Thank you.
Walk it off. That's his advice.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Coach. Hello. Give me a shot. I just need a shot. Cut me, Mick.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay. How you doing?
I am well.
Hey, yeah, Mike. Don and Mike show. Big Monday episode, everybody. How about the Super Sopranos last night? Vito is dead. Hello.
Mike, I just wanted to let you know I felt the same way after seeing Elliot Yamin's mother cry.
That's what did it.
Shortness of breath.
That's what did it. The parade footage.
Hold on. I actually said this to my girlfriend over the weekend when I was discussing your health.
Yes.
I said, you know, I thought it was weird that Mike cried during Elliot Yamin. I did. Don't look at me like that.
I'm glad. Well, so you basically you adhere to the same philosophy of a walk it off.
It was
right?
A red flag. No,
it's a red flag.
No, that's what I'm saying. I said no. I'm not saying walk it off.
That I cried was a red flag.
I said to her, think about it. I've known Mike a long time. He couldn't have been out of his mind drunk because you were here doing the show.
I wasn't drunk at all. Not watching Elliot.
But you were drunk earlier in the night, right? And then
you said, yeah, maybe I was. Yeah.
You got
did
home.
Did I watch it on TiVo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was loaded. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but still.
So that's what it was.
But you cried at Elliot Yamin being kicked off American Idol.
See, that was a red flag to you.
Should have been a red flag that Mike is got panic and anxiety issues.
A man on the edge?
Really?
No, I said, you know.
I'm so happy you figured it out. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time. So happy you figured that out. I'm so happy that was the red flag. Man, it gets me all choked up.
I just
right
mentioned
now.
That. You know, he did cry about American Idol, about Elliot Yamin.
Well, I was seeing his mom. You know, I mean, seeing his mom. Right. She was overcome with emotion in the parade for the poor lad.
I saw his
in
mom.
Richmond, Virginia. I thought it was a very touching moment.
I saw his mom on TV on the National Geographic Channel.
Did you see me? The shrunken head part?
Shrunken heads.
On sticks.
Did you see her when you were at the emergency care place?
Yes, I did. Saw about five of her, actually. It was delightful.
Hello there. Oops, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 How are you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you.
How are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm getting better. But I saw the radio that I listen to you guys on every single day walk across the floor.
Really?
Really?
Yes. I mean, actually travel across the floor real slow. Uh-huh. I put it down with a can. Come back in here, the radio in here. I asked my girlfriend, I said, I know you. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I know you see that radio moving.
Who here?
My shoes start moving. I went to Sinai Hospital.
Who here?
And they did the same thing for me. And I had stopped drinking for a week.
I didn't understand, Mike. This is a brother in arms with you.
He said he had to stop drinking for a week. I should point out
that I had stopped, and I think it caught up with me.
Oh, you had stopped drinking for a week.
I had stopped.
Things radio started walking.
So did you get better when you started drinking again?
Thank you. Yes, I did.
Oh, so that was the key.
I think it was, but I'm not drinking as much as I used to.
Good for you.
Well, and they gave
where's the sense in that?
We'll be right back.